This is Louis Navaliers, Thursday, February 5th. Okay, well, we have another kind of nasty opening of the stock market. The catalyst this morning is the Challenger Gray a report that corporate layoffs in January were the highest since 2009. They were up sharply from a year ago and up over 200% compared to December. So, sure looks like the Fed's got to cut rates to stimulate the job creation machine in America. Now, we're going to get the payroll report next Wednesday on the 11th, and it was delayed due to a partial government shutdown. So we'll see what that number is. The Fed can cut rates before the next meeting if there's a shocking number, but. Clearly, we're going to have rate cuts. Now, Scott Bessent is testifying in front of Congress today. Today's in front of the Senate. That might help a bit. Kevin Warsh, the new Fed chairman, and obviously will be in front of the Senate. He really doesn't want to talk a lot about rates. He wants to talk about more of the Fed mandate and if the Fed mandate is unemployment. Yeah, you got to cut rates, obviously. But he doesn't want to appear to be a Trump puppet, for lack of a better word. This volatility in the markets was triggered by Warsh's nomination, and that we could have a hawk on the Fed, and I don't think that's the case at all. He's been a big critic of the Fed, doesn't like quantitative easing, which is money printing, and I think he wants to downsize the Fed, to be honest with you. So that'll be a fascinating hearing, but he's going to get confirmed because he's well-respected. In the meantime, you have volatility in gold, you have volatility in all the great tech stocks that have announced phenomenal results. Obviously, when something goes up, it can then get hit with profit-taking the next day. That happened to Eli Lilly and Supermicro Computer, but both those companies had stunning results. So right now, we just have to let the volatility subside, okay? And then cooler heads will prevail, and we'll get a nice bounce. Now, NVIDIA's earnings are due, I believe, on the 25th of February. That'll be the grand finale, and they should be stunning based on what Supermicro did. So I'm really looking forward to that, and NVIDIA, in my opinion, is a phenomenal buy. NVIDIA is obviously a huge company, and it's bigger than the entire British stock market, and in fact, it's bigger than the French, German, Italian stock markets combined. But, the only thing that can hold it back is all the call options written on it by all the specialists, because when you write a call option, you get free money, but then you have to deliver the stock if it hits the strike price. So, we'll see if all these people that make money writing options on NVIDIA want to deliver the stock. So don't be surprised if NVIDIA doesn't go up right after its earnings, but it will continue to go higher because it's under 20 times forecast earnings now, and that's pretty good for a monopoly, okay? So sorry about all this volatility. We were able to fight it on Tuesday, but yesterday... we couldn't fight it, and it won, okay? And today we're down a bit, but our best defense is always strong offense, the fundamentally spur stocks, and it really would be stupid to sell in the middle of earnings season because we just have all this good news coming out, okay? And obviously it's a very uneven economy out there, but we're invested in the sweet spots. Now, one last thing. The narrative is that AI is going to eat all the software companies and everybody's going to be out of a job. That's a false narrative, okay? That makes no sense whatsoever. I don't control the media, the narrative. We do live in a world of Google Analytics where extreme views get hits on the internet, even in the mainstream media. And that is a bad narrative, okay? And that's why they're picking on Microsoft and things like that, and any software company. But we're pretty light on software, so you shouldn't worry about it. Obviously, we do own AppLovin, we do own Palantir. The main thing is we own a lot of data center related companies that are building out the data centers. That order backlog is ridiculous. That's why Supermicro had over 120% sales growth. We own some great medical stocks like Cardinal Health and Eli Lilly, and Cardinal Health is CAH. And then, of course, we do own 20 gold stocks. And the gold stocks are rallying because there's a lack of confidence in central banks. Central banks are buying it. You can see that the crypto world is having a hard time. And a lot of the crypto people, if they don't want to buy dollars, they should go to gold. But as far as I'm concerned, gold and the U.S. dollar are the place to invest. And everything else is problematic and has issues. China's going to have to devalue its currency because of deflation. Other countries are going to do aggressive quantitative easing, like Japan and Britain and Europe. And please, the dollar and gold are the best places to be. And I like having balance in the portfolios. So with that said, hang in there, everybody. I know you do not enjoy this volatility, but you know, when all the dust settles, the good stocks bounce and like fresh tennis balls, and then the bad stocks bounce like rocks. And we are very careful not to have rocks in our portfolios. So enjoy the bounce, and it's coming. And I just want to give you an update today. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions.